I was 10 the first time that my grandmother called me over to meet with a clergywoman. It was the summer, and I was visiting her, and she had a lot of plans for me that summer. This kind of thing sometimes happens. "Monica, there's someone that I want you to meet," she said as she introduced me to a visiting pastor. I can remember I greeted the pastor kindly, I'm quite sure, as a 10-year-old child, and then I went and played. I barely thought about it. But my grandma kept praying for me. And again, grandma came and said, "Monica, there's someone I want you to meet." Another clergywoman for tea. Pleasant enough conversation. Again and again and again, until one time she added, by way of explanation, "Because you're called." I kind of shook it off like a wet towel. I had vocational plans already. I was going into medicine. And I said, "Thank you very much." But my grandma, who had a gift, continued to pray and introduced me to clergywoman after clergywoman after clergywoman. I'm pretty sure I met all of Maryland. Until one day, pretty sure, I heard my own call. First year at Goucher College in the chapel. What an incredible set of spiritual gifts she had. An encourager, a woman of prophecy, a woman of prayer. I needed her specific gifts, not just to help me discern the call, but to walk with me and encourage me on the way. She held that call long before I even knew it. Her gifts were a part of the body of Christ. This morning we continue in our series on the body of Christ. Last week we celebrated that the Holy Spirit bestows gifts on each and every one of us. And this week, we are called to embrace that all of those gifts, all the parts of the body, even the ones that might seem a little less important or don't always feel fully integrated, are all a part of the body. And there are certainly times when it's hard to feel like one body, wondering what a fully unified body looks like. Paul knew that the brothers and sisters in Corinth felt that. In fact, Paul wrote to that church more than once about this very issue. In addition to the two letters that we have in the Bible, most scholars believe that there are at least two letters in between that he refers to in those letters. This new church is struggling to find a clear identity when their stratification of "I'm better" and "this one's more important" arose from what's familiar. Does it sound a little familiar there? This was counter to the burgeoning Jesus movement, but Paul is going up against the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire in which there is the hierarchy of the emperors and the Senate, the head and everybody else down below. In the body of Christ, the hierarchy gets flattened. No longer is the head more important than the ear or even the knuckle. All have vital import, and all of us belong. The emperor and the Senate, the wife and the slave all belong on the same level. Paul writes pretty boldly to the church. I bet he wished he had Mr. Potato Head to illustrate it as well. No longer does the Roman hierarchy hold any sway. All the members of the church belonging and needed. And yet sometimes we still struggle with the value of people and how to embrace their gifts. We may not draw the pyramid of the Roman Empire with Caesar on the top, but we wonder if some roles are more important than others. Is it the pastor or the trustee or a specific name or a chairperson up at the top? But in the body of Christ, the hierarchy is flattened. Whether your gifts or your eyes or your nose or your nose hairs doesn't matter. You are important. And in this sinus season, perhaps even more important are the nose hairs for keeping the cilia, right? The mucus out of the nose. Who doesn't want a little more of that gift in the body of Christ? Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on the earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks out on compassion with the world. Yours are the feet with which he does good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses the world. Yours are the hands and the feet. Yours are the eyes. Yours are his body. Christ has no body now on earth, but yours. These words are attributed to St. Teresa of Avila, the nun of the 6th century in Spain. These corporal inspirations probably came from contemplation and mysticism. These visions that she received regularly. She wanted to reform a religious order. She had some of the gifts necessary to do so, but not all of them. She needed additional gifts. So her vision was ultimately carried out with the able assistance of her spiritual friend, John of the Cross. It was together, the gifts together, in which they shaped one another's ministries and lives. They embraced the gifts of the body of Christ in one another, the hands, if you will, of the body of Christ. Now, not all of us can be called to that kind of ministry, in the same way that not all of us were called to the kind of encouragement ministry that my grandmother had. There's a story that goes like this about a little boy. Mrs. Miller was concerned about her son who had his heart set on being the lead in a play. And perhaps he didn't have all the gifts of being the lead in the play. And on the day of the audition, she wanted to make sure that after he got the results of the play, she would be there to be able to lift him up after the results were given. So she picked Jamie up after school that day, and Jamie rushed to his mother with excitement and pride and said, "Guess what, Mom?" Wondering if he might be ultimately chosen to be the lead, she said, "What? What could it be?" He said, "I've been chosen for the part of clapping and cheering for everyone." So many roles that we can be gifted with. Sometimes we know our gifts and only need to be invited to use them. So friends, we open our hearts and let God speak. If all the church were the music, who would comprise the congregation? If all the church were plumbers, who would audit the financial books? If all the church were women, where would the men be? If all the church were teachers, who would the missionaries be? If all the church were greeters, who would be the ones to set out for coffee hour. Recruitment posters have led us to think that our spiritual gifts are just about filling the spots, just listing down how it is we are to serve. We need you for this ministry, and we need you for that. Please kindly come on out and help us. Perhaps as you help us, you'll feel that it gives you joy. We often think, I think of a particular recruitment poster, in fact, dating to World War I. This poster has become a staple in our language and our culture. Do you know that the artist, James Montgomery Flagg, actually used his own face for this image for Uncle Sam? He admits he, as a young man, added a bit of age and a white goatee, and then ultimately, as years went by, ended up looking like his own picture of Uncle Sam. But this gift gave us a common language. We, the body, need you. And the body of Christ does indeed need each member of the body, but not just to fill vacancies, so that each one knows they belong and their gifts are embraced as a part of the larger body. You belong in the spot that you have been gifted. So for those who are encouragers, perhaps there is a way in which your gifts can be better experienced through sending gifts, perhaps through sending cards on behalf of the church. For you who are gifted in gardening, perhaps there is a way in which you could be a part of our community garden out here by Route 1. For you who are gifted with a free hour every so often and a willingness to serve, what would it look like for you to be scanning in the office or making a phone call to someone who's not able to come out to church and lift their spirits? It is often others who help us embrace all the gifts of the body by stretching our understanding even beyond what we've already imagined. For Henry Nouwen, the priest and professor, the prolific author, it was a man named Adam who taught him to embrace the gifts of the body of Christ. You see, Adam was a man with intellectual disabilities. He was not able to walk or to speak or to feed himself. And when Henry Nouwen moved to the Lark community as a chaplain and resident, part of his role there was caring for Adam. He took a shift of 2 hours a day of bathing and dressing Adam. So from a well-spoken professor priest whose life was filled with words and activities, he was confounded and challenged with this time of no words and limited activities. In his book, Adam, God's Beloved, Nouwen writes, I couldn't stop gazing at his face. I thought, here is the man who more than anyone connected me with my inner self, my community, and my God. Here is the man I was asked to care for, but he took me into his life and his heart in a deep way. Here is my counselor, my teacher, and my guide, who never said a word to me, but taught me more than any book, professor, or spiritual director. Adam was at the heart of the body of Christ. So for you and I, regardless of whether we feel sometimes like a heel or a nose hair, feel like we have two left feet, or we are head over heels, we belong as part of the body of Christ. We belong, and our gifts are an important part of living out God's way here. May you embrace the gifts of the Spirit that you have been blessed with, and find ways that those gifts might bless the fuller body of Christ. This, my friend, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.